Alleluia.
Amen.
Alleluia.
Yes, yebazibwe nyabo Uganda.
Praise Jesus much, brethren.
Muriyo mutya mu mukama wa Yesu Kristo.
How are you in our Lord Jesus Christ?
Uburamu bugamba butya.
And how is your life?
Mukama murungi.
God is good.
Ekisera kyonna tukimanyi mukama murungi.
We know all the time God is good.
Eranga tuongera okumugulumiza.
And we move on glorify him.
N'okumusa mu ekitiibwa.
And to honor him.
N'okumuwa ekifo ekisooka mu masekkatiga fe.
And to give him first place in our midst.
Oyo kitaffe.
Him the Father.
Katonda omu.
The one God,
Kitai wabona,
Father of all,
Irali waguru wabona,
and who is above all,
Irai itambiona,
and he passed through all.
Ngabe tumulira mbefese sure yokuna,
as we hear in Ephesians 4,
Nori nyoromo kaga,
and the verse 6,
Irabe tumanyante asinzira waguru weguru.
And when we know he passed above the heavens,
Naraba irana akura muguri onane isi,
and he sees and he walks through all heavens and earth,
Ukusinzira kuyobwe sure yabiri mwamunana,
according to Job chapter 28,
Urabi mwesa tunurabiri mwenya,
verse 23 and 24,
Pongero kumuwe chifu chisoka masikati gafe.
Remove, give him first place in our midst.
Yeyogira nafe muyereme yesuri ya abiri mwesatu.
Talk with us in Jeremiah 23.
Unyura abiri mwesatu paka abiri mwesamu.
Verse 23 to 27.
Ye katonda atali wara kufaji tuli.
That is God who is not far from each one of us.
Uyanga jule gune isi.
And he fills heavens and the earth.
Pongero kumudi zechiti wanitendo.
Remove, give him glory and honor.
Uyanga tumuwe chifu chisoka masikati gafe.
And we give him first place in our midst.
Wamune ichigambo che mokama wafu Yesu Kristo.
With his word. Word of our Lord Jesus Christ. Closed flesh appeared to us. As written in John chapter 1. Verse 10 up to 40. That the word closed flesh. And appeared to us. And we saw him as the Son. One begotten of the Father. Full of grace and truth. He was in his own. Those in his own territory. We never knew him, but we who believed him gave us right become children of God, and he promised not to leave us orphans, according to John chapter 14, start from verse 15 up to 26. So we move welcome of our Lord Jesus, and we accept his presence here. He promised
the
Matthew 28, verse 18 to 20. If we move, make all nations disciples, and we teach them all he commanded,
he
is together with us to the end.
And
he promised Matthew 18, 19 to 20, two things gather for his sake is there. So even this time we move, give him the first place, together with the Holy Spirit of the promise that he promised us in John 14, 15 to 17. When will come will be with us forever. We thank the Holy Spirit who has upheld us up to today. Ever since he came in the Acts 2 verses 1 to 5,
he's
still leading us even today as children of God. Written in Romans 8 verse 14,
and
those led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And we thank him that always
he
was anointed in our lives to move and understand the words of God. Together with them is of angels works with. We thank God for that. Praise Jesus much. By name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman,
and
the Bible reader, Teacher Jacob. We love you all in the name of our Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. We base in this ministry of the full knowledge of
God,
passing through God's seven highest ways. They are the seven spirits of God,
division omusanvu,
or the seven divisions,
ez'obujuvu bw'omwoyo omutukuvu,
fullness of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
But you see in the brief,
bwe tuba tujjeko sirwe kubyawandikwa ebitukuvu,
when we have unsealed the Holy Scriptures,
engeri gye tulabamu ebintu byonna,
where we see all things
mu nsi yonna,
in the whole earth, in the entire heavens, even to pass through reach above the heavens, at the beginning and the end, before creation happened. There we find the entire new heaven and the new earth. And beyond the entire new heaven,
we see
there the everlasting of God. So when we unseal the Holy Scriptures, it is to say, taking them from parables of the high wisdom of God, the extreme understanding of God, the counsel of God you can't argue against, the much power within the word through which God spoke, the much light of the knowledge of God through which God spoke the Holy Scriptures, together with the fear of the Lord, through which God spoke the Scriptures, which bring fear of God, to hate evil, and to help many depart from evil, keep His commands, laws, and the judgments, and to glorifying God, as the Spirit of the Lord has led us, to glorify God the Father, and the Word, the Son, our Lord Jesus. So we can be able to see all things, because Scriptures understood they passed through seven highest ways of God, and they are seven spirits of God. Seven division of fullness of Holy Spirit. And today we want to move on past through. And we see each spirit. And the way the Holy Spirit passed through it. And the way they are fulfilled. The seven groups of angels standing the seven ways as we work with them to fulfill the Holy Scriptures. But detail, we saw it in God's heavenly government on the earth. If you go there, see detail of seven spirits of God.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. Scriptures pass through seven spirits. And the responsibility of seven spirits of God. Those led by the seven groups of angels. And the seven groups of the priests.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We want to begin with spirit of wisdom. Unsealing the righteous thoughts of God, the Holy Scriptures, which pass through the first way of the Lord on the seven ways. Praise Jesus much. We've said like this, we want to unseal the righteous thoughts of God, the Holy Scriptures, which pass through the first way of God. This is the spirit of wisdom. Division of spirit of wisdom. These scriptures which pass through spirit of wisdom and the responsibility of the spirit of wisdom. Praise Jesus
much.
But we remember that all the holy scriptures, according to Psalms chapter 12 and the verse 6, they were purified 70 times. Say they were passed through seven spirits of God. Let us read, we hear. Psalms chapter 12, verse 6.
Ebigambo bya Mukama byebigambo birongofu. Ngafeza egezewa muchoto kunsi erongosewe emirundi omusanvu.
The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tested in a furnace of earth, purified 7 times.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The words of the Lord, these are words purified. The Holy Scriptures, which are purified 7 times, as is silver or gold, passed in the fire, be purified well, to be worthy of the value. That's why in Revelations 1 verse 4, he
said,
if everything which comes from the one who is, the one who was,
and
the one going to be, and it is God,
they
pass through 7 spirits of God. Let's read we here. Revelations chapter 1 verse 4.
Ekisa kiberenga namwe n'emirembe ebiva eriyo yabaawo era eyabaawo era ejja okubaawo era ebiva eri emyoyo omusanvu egiri mu maaso g'entebe ye.
John to the 7 churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the 7 spirits who are before his throne. Praise Jesus much. And they come from the 7 spirits of God, those before his throne. Now there are scriptures, and they pass through the way of spirit of wisdom. Division of spirit of wisdom.
Division
on the 7 divisions of Holy Spirit in his fullness.
And
I can't say this scripture alone the other. But each spirit, through it they pass these scriptures. But we bring out some which point direct, and we show they pass through spirit of wisdom.
Yet
all scriptures have passed through all the 7 spirits.
And
all the 7 spirits, they are ways or the filters through which he passed scriptures to see that they are fulfilled well. They say, as we heard Revelations 1 verse 4,
come
from the 7 spirits of God,
those
before his throne. That's what is speaks in the Revelations 4
5.
Speaks this on the 7 spirits before the throne of God. Revelations chapter 4 verse
5. Netabazi omusanvu ez'omuliro nga zaaka mu maaso g'entebe gy'emyoyo omusanvu egya Katonda.
And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices, and there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. Praise Jesus much. That those 7 spirits before the throne of God, if God the Father speaks to us,
oh
God, the word whom is the Son, Christ Jesus,
oh
God, the Spirit, whom we know as Spirit of the Lord, those words have to be passed through the 7 spirits to appear righteous. That's why we servants of the living God have to speak the words of God, and they are so perfected.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
For
we too gather them as we've come hearing. There are the 7 spirits and the 7 eyes of God, that it evolved to search in everything where it is. That God created in the whole earth, even the entire heavens, even those which were before creation happened, right above all the heavens, at the beginning and the end. There we find new heavens and new earth. And beyond the new heavens, it is the everlasting of God, that all those we are governed by the Holy Spirit in his fullness, the 7 spirits of God, because still they are the 7 eyes of God, according to Revelations 5 verse 6. Revelations chapter 5,
verse 6. Ne wakati wabakadde omwana gwendiga nga ayimiridde ngafanana nge yattibwa ngalina mayembe musanvu n'amaso musanvu jemyo yomusanvu ejja Katonda ekitumibwa mu nsi zonna.
And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb as though it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth in the whole earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That these seven spirits, till they are the seven eyes of God, those which were able to gather all. Because we remember as we've come seeing in Isaiah 34 verse 16 that the mouth of the Lord spoke, yet the Spirit of the Lord gathered all the scriptures, moved on work with the holy angels, even with holy servants of God on the earth, and they gathered the righteous thoughts of God. But they are proven as they have passed through the seven highest ways of God. They are the seven spirits of God.
It's
where there is the spirit of wisdom. As we read in Isaiah 11 and verse 2, and it says like this, Isaiah chapter 11 verse 2,
n'omwoyo gwa Mukama gulibeera ku ye, omwoyo gw'amagezi n'okutegeera, omwoyo gw'okuteesa n'amaanyi, omwoyo gw'okumanya n'okutya Mukama.
And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the
yes.
spirit of knowledge and of fear of the Lord.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. On these seven spirits, where there is spirit of wisdom, spirit of understanding, spirit of counsel, spirit of might, spirit of knowledge of God, spirit of fear of the Lord, and the spirit of the Lord, all scriptures we are passed through them. So what are we meaning? That as we see God's highest ways, through which he passed his highest thoughts, the holy scriptures, to be able to manifest his marvelous works, we as servants, we too have to be speaking on the servant of God, standard of God. When we say we've spoken through spirit of wisdom, scriptures show us that we should not follow invented stories. For if we reject the word of God, we do not have the wisdom of God. Because all scripture which pass through spirit of wisdom, the highest wisdom of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. One of the points we look under spirit of wisdom, that all the scriptures, they were passed through spirit of wisdom, the spirit of wisdom of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So if you have not spoken the word of God, you have not spoken the wisdom of God, and you speak words to destroy unto the hearers. Let us read, we hear. According to Jeremiah chapter 8, verses 8 to 9, it says like this. Jeremiah chapter 8 and the verse 8.
Mwogera mutya tulina amagezi n'amateeka ga Mukama gali naffe. Naye laba, ekalamu ey'obulimba ey'abawandiisi ewandiisa ebitali by'amazima.
How do you say we are wise and the law of the Lord is with us? Lo, certainly he made it falsely, the pen of the scribes made it a lie.
Verse 9. Bakengeetererwa bawambiddwa laba baganye ekigambo kya Mukama era magezi ki agali mu bo.
The wise men are ashamed, they are dismayed and taken. Lo, they have rejected the word of the Lord, and what wisdom is in them?
Yes,
praise Jesus much,
nti okuyita mwoyo wa magezi,
that through the spirit of wisdom
Katonda yayisaamu ebyandiko ebitukuvu byonna.
God passed through all the holy scriptures.
Okakasa ensi zonna.
To proof all the world.
Nti wetugaanira ekigambo kye.
That when we reject his word.
Tewaba magezi mufi.
There is no wisdom within us.
Kubanga niwankubadde nga tuwandika ebitabo ebingi mu nsi.
Because even though we write many books in the world.
Netukuba ebitabo.
And we print books.
Naye singa tebibeeramu ekigambo kya Katonda.
But if they do not hold the word of God in them.
Ebirowoozo bya Katonda ebisukulu.
The highest thoughts of God.
Ebyawandikibwa ebitukuvu.
The holy scriptures.
Obutuufu.
Indeed.
Tewaba magezi ge tuba tuleese mu nsi.
There is no wisdom we have brought in the world.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Tuvula byagamba nti gye tukoma okuwandika ebitabo ebingi tuba twekooya bwekooya mu nsi.
Why say the more we write many books we just weary ourselves in this earth.
Kubanga tuba twewandikidde okwekooya.
Because we've written to ourselves to weary ourselves.
Nga tetwewandikidde magezi ga lubeerera.
Not written ourselves everlasting wisdom.
Tuvula ebitabo bigolokoka buli mulembe.
That is why every generation's books arise.
Ebitabo ebyo nebigwako.
Those books phase out.
Ate ekigambo kya Katonda.
The word of God.
Ebyawandikwa ebitukuvu.
The holy scriptures.
Mu kitabo kya Katonda.
In the holy book of God, that's known as the Bible. Every generation they appear new. That's why Ecclesiastes 12 he said, in the verse 12, and he says like this.
Omubulizi esule ye 12 n'olunyiriryo lwe 12.
Ecclesiastes 12 verses 12.
Enate mwana wange labuka. Okola ng'ebitabo ebingi tekuliko gye kukoma.
And furthermore, my son, be admonished by this, of making many books, there is no end, and much study is a weariness of the flesh. Yes.
Nti twakola ebitabo mu nsi nga bingi.
Made many books in the world.
Netusoma nnyo ebitabo by'omu nsi.
Studied much the books of this world.
Naye nga bikooya bukooya mubiri.
Yet they just weary the body.
Omanyi lwaki bikooya?
You know why they cause wearing?
Kubanga tebiri mu magezi gali agali piwa.
Because in them is no pure wisdom.
Amagezi gokka gali piwa gali mu kigambo kya Katonda.
Only pure wisdom is in the word of God.
Ebyawandikibwa ebitukuvu.
The holy scriptures.
Era singa twalibadde tuwandika obutabo mu nsi.
If we are to write books in the world.
Nga tunyonyola.
As we explain.
Twandinyonyoseza amagezi ga Katonda.
We would have explained using the wisdom of God.
Ebirowoozo bya Katonda.
The thoughts of God.
Ebyawandikibwa ebitukuvu.
The holy scriptures.
Kubanga bye byokka ebiri mu magezi agali piwa.
They alone are the pure wisdom.
Gayogerako mu ngero esule y'okubiri.
That is speaks of in the Proverbs 2.
Olunyiriri Oruwa mukaga na oruwa musambu.
Verses 6 to 7.
Nga agamba bwati.
And he says like this.
Ngere sule yokubiri na oru nyiriri oruwa mukaga.
Proverbs chapter 2 verse 6.
Kubanga mukama awa magezi. Mukama ake mwemufuruma okumanya n'okutegeera.
For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding.
Orinyo oruwa musambu.
Verse 7.
Atelekele abalo abagolokofu amagezi amatufu. Abanga bweri abo abatambulira mu butayonona.
He lays up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a shield to them that walk uprightly. Yes.
Mukamaka katonda mwe muva amagezi.
Out of the mouth of God cometh wisdom.
Amagezi agebirozo byebisukuru.
Wisdom of his highest thoughts.
Ebyawandikwe bitukufu.
The holy scriptures.
Kubanga
because
yaisibwa mu myomo sambu ya Katonda.
They were passed through the seven spirits of God.
Abakubuga Katonda omusambu abasukuru.
The seven highest ways of God.
Ngabwe tulaba ekubo linelyo moyo wa magezi.
As we see this way of the spirit of wisdom.
Era kya abadde atugamba mu Yeremia.
That's why he's told in Jeremiah.
Isuli omunano nyo omunana pakulu omwenda.
Chapter 8 verse 8 to 9.
Nti ensi zonna we tuganira ekigambo kya Katonda.
All the world if reject the word of God.
Tetuba na magezi ge tulina.
Do not have wisdom.
Kubanga era ebintu byonna bijja kugwawo.
Still all things will pass away.
Ekigambo kya Katonda kyo kirisigalawo.
But the word of God it will never pass away.
Era bannabbi.
And the prophets. servants, different servants of God. We know they never spoke what they wanted. But they spoke those which came from God. As they were led by the Holy Spirit. The aspect of manifesting wisdom. That time the spirit of wisdom is the one who led. All scriptures that they can come in the spirit of wisdom. According to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 to 21, and it says like this.
2
Peter chapter 1, verse 20.
Ngamumazo kutegeera kino nti buli kigambo eky'obunnabbi ekyawandiikibwa tekinnyonnyolwa mu magezi ag'obuntu.
Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of one's own interpretation. Verse
21.
For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Praise Jesus much.
So the
Holy Scriptures, they are the righteous thoughts of God, which we are passed through spirit of wisdom, that which is pure.
Amen.
That ready to even give us a better end. Because all the thoughts of God. He says, I have good thoughts towards you. Even to give you a better end. More than your beginning.
According
to Jeremiah 29. It means, when we get the word of God, we are right on the pure wisdom, which can give us to the end where things end, which is not on wisdom on children of men. For when they speak, whether they write, they do not know the end of things.
But
God in speaking his wisdom, that in his words, he spoke and he knew the end of things. Let's read in Jeremiah we hear. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11.
Bwayogera Mukama, ebirowoozo eby'emirembe so si bya bubi, okubawa okusuubira enkomerero yammwe ey'oluvannyuma.
For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Yes. That all the thoughts of God, they are righteous. They are the Holy Scriptures. In the Holy Book of God. To make up the Word of God. Upon it you reject it, you rejected the pure wisdom. For it's the wisdom which can give you the better end. I've seen many study books in the world. I've heard of many being spoken of to study, read those books.
But
when you ask where they are, even their end, those books never explained where they are going. It's only one book in the world, the book, the Bible, which tells you in things you do, the good or the bad,
and
where they are going to end you.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Musumba.
Yes. Many books have been read. Many people started reading them. And pack that they call wisdom in the heads. But today when you ask their ends, those books never explain them where they end. But in the world we have one holy book, which has the perfected thoughts of God, the Holy Scriptures, the Holy Book of God, the Bible. It tells you the end of all the things you do, the good or the bad. The thoughts are very purified.
Why
can it do all those things?
Our
second point it
says
that in the spirit of wisdom,
it's where
God created foundations of all things in the heavens and earth. So it gives a spirit of wisdom of God, ability to tell us the end of things, because it knows foundation of all things, those strengthened and those strengthened. And those which will abide and those which will never abide. According to those, he tells us
in
the Proverbs
3,
verse 19. And he says like this. Proverbs chapter
3,
verse
19.
The Lord by wisdom has founded the earth. By understanding has established the heavens. Yes.
Lord
laid foundations of the earth with wisdom. Understanding. The entire heavens was filled. Now it means that because the spirit of wisdom
is
responsible of foundation of the entire heavens and the earth, in the foundations of things within them, when God was speaking of them in his righteous thoughts, the holy scriptures, in the holy book of God, book the Bible,
he
spoke of them basing on their foundations. You know, people write books like those we read in the world.
Biology.
And they write, but what they have written about, they do not know its foundation. What they have spoken of, they don't know whether it's forever.
And
many other books are written about. We have books of history in the different levels. What surprised most, their history. They don't show us spirits when they checked out where they went. Their history.
It
speaks of the Bantu group coming from Cameroon.
They
do not hold rightful originality. But we Bible comes out, tells us,
him
who created us, all the living God. He speaks the only pure wisdom.
And
say the first theme of the 6, verse 7, that you brought nothing on this world,
and
you shall go back with nothing. Begin to give us the rightful history. Even on this earth, it's not where we began from. We just came on it. We are going to go away from it.
Asking,
we seem to have come from where? Say Philippians 3:20. Because our home is in heaven. Begin to show us true history.
Begin
to tell you the truth to understand. Praise Jesus much.
Our
first point has shown you that through the spirit of wisdom, the word of God alone, the righteous thoughts of God, the holy scriptures, in the holy book of God, they are the only pure wisdom. And if you reject it, you do not have wisdom.
We
told you why it is like that.
That
because it's the only book which can tell you the end of things.
So
we've printed many books in the world.
Many
started read them.
When
asked where they head on to now, what they read did not tell them their end. But
I'm showing
you his ability, spirit of wisdom, through which God spoke his word, the holy scriptures.
nti yayogerera mwoyo w'amagezi kubanga yakola ku misingi gy'ebintu
byonna
emisingi gy'eggulu
lyonnan'ensi
zonnan'ebirimu
byonna
aba ayogerera ddala okuva ku
musingi
manye buli kintu ekitalina musingi
tekinywera
era kubuulira nti bw'ogoberera obubi
obubi
bwatandikira wakati sitaani
yabutandika
omusingi gwabo tekimunywevu
mba
mulina osuulibwa
mugeena
ennyanja y'omuliro
musaanyizibwewo
yesu yeebazibwe kati nenkuwa
ebyokulabiraku
tusobola owandika ebitabo nga
biology
tubisomeyo munsi
emyaka
n'emyaka nno nga buli mulembe ogujja
gusoma
naye nga kukooya bukooya
mubiri
nkomekero tebakunyonnyola nsibuko ya
kintu omanyi
oyinza osoma biology
n'ogamba
nti wasoma
omuntu
naye nga tosomanga
nakumuntu
omwoyo kubanga omuntu ye mwoyo
gwennyini ogulimunda
nga wasoma ekyambalo kye
omubiri
nga tebakusomeseza musingi omuntu
yaani
bayibuli yo neevaayo
bakolisi
ekyokubira esula
ey'okunagamba
tetutambula newankubadde nga omuntu w'okungulu
agwawonaye
omuntu w'omunda
addizibwa bujja
yo neekusomeseza oli gino negamba oli
ebi
gwe gy'oli munda oli gino kuno oyambadde omuntu
w'okungulusimba
okirabye yesu yeebazibwe ne tusoma
historikatugambe
ngaowa mu afirika
wano
ne bagasimanyi naddala wana bantu
and they speak of the bantu
mu Uganda wano
in Uganda
baga bava Cameroon
they say they came from Cameroon
simanyi ne basale Congo
I hear they crossed via Congo origin is Cameroon
kati ne webuuza
ate
Cameroon batonyawo
batya now in Cameroon how did they get to be there
yo Bible never negam temisa ekituuka mukaga
musanvu
kubanga tetwaleeta kirina
kimukunsitetuliddayo
n'ekimuneetandika okugamba tewava hano
kunsientandikwayo
si
yakunsineekuwa
isitore oli
ginonekugamba
Philip 3:20 kubanga ewaffe mu ggulu nava mu ggulu kubanga nesala gyosaba Matayo
6:9
ogamba kitaffe ali mu ggulu ekibuuzo gwe omwana okola
kikuobalaba
nakoowa ebitabo
by'omunsimusomesome
eyoko kale
mukuanyeonaye
mukozesaga amagezi mujje mu magezi amatuufu agali mu
kigambo
aga amagezi ag'obuzaaliwa nage
tusomeeyotegali
pyuwanaye tusobola okugakozesa netuyingira mu magezi ga
katondanetusoma
kale ku history owaddala womuntu omuntu yavaawa
najja ku human being where he came from to come on the world
yesu
praise Jesus
so nayenga
but now
point yaffe eyokusatu
our third point
omwoyo w'amagezi ono atuyambako okutegera eddoboozi lya katonda kitaffe
the spirit of wisdom helps us to understand the voice of God the Father
katonda kigambo gwe tumanyi ng'omwana yesu
God the word whom we know as the Son Christ Jesus
ne katonda omwoyo
and God the Spirit
awamu n'amaloboozi g'obutonde bonna mu ggulu
even voices of all creations in the heavens and earth
kubanga katonda buli wayogera
because in the time God speaks
tutegedde nti aba alina okwogera amagezi agasibuka ku misingi gy'ebyo
and the study has to speak wisdom springing from the foundation of things
era enjogera ya katonda
in the speech of God
etegeerekeka mu byawandiikibwa
it's clear within the scriptures
bwe omuntu yenna bw'ayogera ebintu ebisukka ebyawandiikibwa
one speaks things beyond scriptures
enjogera ya katonda abatasobola digitegeera
the speech of God he cannot understand it
era kyabantu wadde batebanjogera ya katonda
and what is given us is never the speech of God
naye nga bwayogera mwongere sule y'omunaana
but as he speaks in the Proverbs chapter 8
onyolisoka ng'agamba bwati
verses 1 as he says this
Ngero esule soka nolu ngere sule yomunana nolu nyiri olusoka.
Proverbs chapter 8 verse 1.
Amagezi tegogerera waguru nokutegera tekuleta dobozi lyako.
Does not wisdom cry and understanding put forth her voice? Yes.
Amagezi galete dobozi lyago.
Wisdom brings out its voice.
Nokutegera.
Even understanding.
Kati moyo wa amagezi.
Now in the spirit of wisdom.
Mwetusinzira okwongera okutegera.
Is where we best move and understand.
Dobozi lyakatonda kitaffe.
The voice of God the Father.
Dobozi lyakatonda kigambo gotumanyinga omwana.
Voice of God the word we know as the Son.
Yes, Christo.
Christ Jesus.
Awamwe dobozi lyo moyo omutukufu.
Together is the voice of the Holy Spirit.
Era nitwaula.
And we differentiate.
Namarobozi ko butonde bonna.
His voices of all creations.
Obuyinza okwogera.
Which can speak.
Butudda mu kigambo kya Katonda.
When we come to the word of God.
Ninga bwe nagambye konti nkuyitira mu wano mbufuzi.
But as I told you, I briefly passed through them.
Ngatusoma amakubuga katonaga na masukuru.
As we studied this God's highest ways.
Agarabisa emirimu gya Katonda emisukuru.
Which manifests God's marvelous works.
Ninga bisinga twabisomedde eri mu government ya Katonda yo muguru kunsi.
Yet most we studied them in God's heavenly government on the earth.
Ne government ya yo masukuru.
And its central government.
Yes, yebazi bwenyo.
Praise Amen. Jesus much.
So point ya fene yokuna.
So our fourth point. Our fourth point. We see in the spirit of wisdom. Where we understand the voice of God the Father.
Katonda kigambo gotumanya ngo mwana.
God the word whom we know as the Son.
Yes, Christ.
Christ Jesus.
Awamu ne katonda omoyo.
Even God the Spirit.
Obo moyo wa mukama.
God the Spirit of the Lord.
Na marubuza go butonde bonna.
And voices of all creation.
Omanya katonda obo inokubanga omanya njogera
ye. You know God, you must be able to know his speech.
Okujaura ya
Satan. To differentiate it from that of Satan.
Okusina kubyatuga mu Yokana.
According to what he tells us in John.
Sule omunana onyulana rwana mwisatu.
Chapter 8 verse 43.
Agamba bwati.
And he says like this.
Yokane sule yomunana n'olunyiriri olwana mwisatu.
John chapter 8 verse 43.
Chikechi barobodde okutegeera enjogera yange. Kubanga temuyinza kuulira kigambo kyange.
Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my voice. Yes.
Omanyi bwoba tusobola kutegeera njogera ya Katonda.
You cannot hear the speech of God.
N'eddoboozi lya Katonda batolimanyi.
Even the voice of God, you don't know it.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Bwoba tusobola tegeera njogera ya Katonda.
You cannot understand the speech of God.
N'eddoboozi lya Katonda batolimanyi.
Even the voice of God, you don't know it.
Kati kijja twetaagisa.
Now it will need us.
Omanyine bwe twabadde tusoma division ene y'omwoyo wa magezi.
Even when you started division of spirit of wisdom.
Ekubo lya mukama erisuka.
The first way of the Lord.
Makubo omusanvu.
On the seventh way.
Mwaise ebirowoozo bye bitukuvu.
Where he passed his righteous thoughts.
Ebyandiko ebitukuvu.
The holy scriptures.
Twabisomedde eri ku side ya government ya Katonda y'omuguru kunsi.
Started them on the side of God's heavenly government on the earth.
Ne government ya yomasukati.
And its central government.
Akanyumiru kano akeddoboozi lya Katonda.
This aspect of the voice of God.
Tetwakagenda buziba.
We did go in its depth.
Kitegeeza tugenda kukawulako
ku. We are going to separate it.
Tukasomeko kama sawo
had it alone ahead there.
Emiyojo nemi na tujisoma twajisomiri mu detail.
All the other spirits we started them in the detail.
Na ye omoyo wa magezi.
But the spirit of wisdom.
Na dala kanyomero kana okukwa ule dobozi lya Katonda.
Most the aspect of differentiating the voice of God.
Katonda chitafu.
God the Father.
Katonda chigambo.
God the Word.
Kutuma nyingo mwana Yesu Kristo.
We know as the Son Christ Jesus.
Ne Katonda omoyo.
And God the Spirit.
Kutuma nyingo omoyo mutukufu.
We know as the Holy Spirit.
Omoyo wa mukama.
O Spirit of the Lord.
Na marubuza ko butondo obulala.
In voices of other creations.
Etwaka kuteko burundi.
Did handle it very well.
Atibutumala summary ni yemi ujino.
Finish summary of these spirits.
Tugenda kuja tukakwate koko.
Going to come handle it by it alone.
Ubura basigena kuongera yo nyokusuka wana.
Why I'm not to speak more of it beyond here.
Banga twatuno kwa uledobozi lya Katonda kitafe.
To appreciate voice of God the Father.
Ne njogera ye.
Even his speech.
Omanyende bwa Katonda kitafe taswa kuongera bwa.
And you know God the Father cannot speak like this.
Omanje tugambe.
And you know, let's say
Katonda chigambo kutumanyinga omwana Yesu Kristo.
God the word we know as the Son Christ Jesus.
Tusobala musingana nga agamba.
You can't find him as he says.
Manye chigambo change kiramu.
That my word is living.
Tusobala kuogera bwana.
He cannot speak like that.
Okujja Katonda chitafati yasobola kuogera bwana.
God the Father is one who can speak like that. All we are to understand them there. Even to understand voices of creation. For in Revelation chapter 5, verse 14, it speaks like this. Revelation chapter 5, verse
13. N'ebirimu byonna n'embuulira byonna nga byogera nti eryo yatudde ku ntebe n'eri omwana gw'endiga omukisa gubenga n'ettendo n'ekitiibwa n'amaanyi emirembe n'emirembe.
And every creature which is in the heaven and on the earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all that are in them had I saying, blessing and honor, glory and power be unto him that sits upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. He heard the voice of all creations in the heavens and earth.
They said,
blessing and honor be to him who sits on the throne of the Lamb of God. Any other voice which comes and never glorifies God. Straight know that Satan and his demons, the fallen angels. Creation is created by God. They are worthy to speak as they glorify God. Any voice come from any person that does not glorify God, you
know
Lucifer, Satan is behind it. We shall understand them, you wait.
So as a point is that
so those 3 points
we've
seen under spirit of wisdom. When we take off seals, what he reveals, the first point told us that the Holy Scriptures, the righteous thoughts of God, which make up the Word of God, they are the only pure wisdom. According to Jeremiah chapter 8, verses 8 to 9, when we reject the Word of God, what wisdom is within us? And he showed us that pure wisdom of the Word of God
that
tells us things from the beginning up to their end. Right there we spoke our second point. How that is possible to show us the beginning and the end
in
the wisdom within the Word of God.
We
understood in the second point that in the spirit of wisdom God laid foundations of all things in the entire heavens and in the entire earth, according to Proverbs 3 and the verse 19.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Then point
then our third point, it says still in the spirit of wisdom
we
are revealed the voice of God the Father, voice of God the Word, whom we know as the Son, Christ Jesus, the voice of the Holy Spirit, God the Spirit,
the
Spirit of the Lord, and the voice of all creations.
For
we've heard God speak in John, chapter 8, verse 43. That you do not understand my speech, because my word has no room within you. You don't understand my speech. Don't understand my speech in my voice. Because my word has not room in you. For him who knows wisdom in the Word of God can understand the voice of God. Any other thing when it speaks, he weighs it and realizes that it's not God's voice. For in it there is no Word of God. Yet some they are written. I don't see scriptures in there, in the righteous, highest thoughts of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Then point
then our fourth point, that through the spirit of wisdom we are revealed that God the Father and God the Word, whom we know as the Son, Christ Jesus.
And God the Spirit, whom we know as the Holy Spirit, or Spirit of the Lord, they are the only wise God. Because they are ones who created heavens and earth. They created all wisdom as you see things within them. Who cannot show us his creations, those created? How, where will he show us his wisdom? Those who worship those which never created heavens and earth. You who worship foolish things like those. He will lay foundations of the earth. He laid them by wisdom. He is the entire heavens. He is the only wise God. All the others, there is no wisdom. Those worshipped as God. That's why he speaks in Jude 1:25. He's saying like this.
Yuda esule soka nolunyiriri olwabiri mwetano.
Jude chapter 1 verse 25.
Ti katondo mugezi yeka omulokozi wafe kuwa Yesu Kristo mukama wafe. Awe wenge chitibwa obukulu amanyi n'obuyinza edda nedda nge mirembe ne mirembe tejinabawo kakano era ne mirembe jitaligwao. Amen.
To the only wise God our Savior be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.
Hey.
Yes. The only wise God. Glory, honor and dominion be up to him. Forever. Amen. You know the wise God.
We
showed you in the Proverbs chapter 3, verse 19. He laid foundations of the earth with wisdom, and the entire heavens with wisdom, with all their foundations in them.
He
is the God the Father and God the Word, whom we know as the Son, Christ Jesus, together with God the Spirit. Let's read the Proverbs you hear. Proverbs chapter 3, verses
19.
Proverbs chapter 3, verse 19.
Mukama yasawe misingi jensi na amagezi. Yanyweze guru no kutegira.
The Lord by wisdom has founded the earth. By understanding, he has established the heavens. Yes. As
per
Jude 1:25, that's the only wise God. Proverbs chapter 3, verse
19.
His wisdom, he used it to lay foundations of heavens and earth with their fullness. And he shows you his wisdom. And you, when you have anything you call God, and it did not create heavens and earth with their fullness,
it's
so foolish, you are worshipping it in vain. You too, you are foolish just as it is. I have not abused you, but it's you who say, tell me whom you pass with. I will tell you your manners. You, if you worship a foolish God,
that
called God and it's foolish like God, you expect to be wise to which extent? Because you've been saying abusing you, but it's you who spoke that. Tell me whom you pass with. I tell you your manners. Still we Amos 3:3, he says, two cannot move together except they have agreed. You pass with a foolish God who never understands, or that called God,
yet
not the only wise God whom we speak of.
Be
counted among the foolish, for you move with a foolish person. At the end of
all things, it's like this. God
who
never created heavens and earth, they have to perish. They will be destroyed in the heavens and the earth.
Have
not wisdom to manifest anything here. The only wise God
manifested
his wisdom in creating heavens and earth right from their foundations. According to Jeremiah 11, he says like this. Jeremiah chapter 10 verse 11.
Bwe muti bwe mamba gamba nti bakatonda batakola gulu nansi abobali bula munsi nokuva wansi wensi nokuva wansi wegulu.
Thus shall you say unto them, the gods that have not made the heavens and the earth, even they shall perish from the earth and from under these heavens. Yes. You know why they have to perish? Jude 1 verse 25 has said, he is the only wise God, God the Father, and his word Christ Jesus, and his Holy Spirit.
But
those are one who created heavens and earth. They
did
with their wisdom, which is clear. According to Proverbs 3 verse 19, lay foundations of the earth with wisdom. He laid up heavens with understanding. He demonstrated his wisdom. Jeremiah 10 verse 11 said, God who never created heavens and earth. You know why he spoke that word? Because they do not have wisdom. God who created heavens and earth, he has wisdom. Pure wisdom.
That
laid foundations of the earth, heavens and their fullness. Have to be destroyed heavens and earth, and they perish out there. For they have of foolishness in the people. For they are not wise gods. All those we discover under spirit of wisdom. Scripture speak in the spirit of wisdom.
We've
given them to you in a brief. But I told you there is a way we explain them in God's heavenly government on the earth. Here in God's highest ways, which manifest his marvelous works, we give them to you in the brief.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So now
our first 5th point says like this, under spirit of wisdom, that all those
were
revealed under the working of the first group of the angels, the angels of war, who are led by the archangel Michael,
who
holds the first ball of the wrath of God, and is commanded by the commander holding the first trumpet,
and
the seven angels holding the seven trumpets,
to see
that all the scriptures, they are fulfilled. And they protect and defend everyone who keeps the words of this book, the Bible, and it does them as they are.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because when we heard in the Psalms 103 verse 20, he spoke this of these angels.
Zaburi ya sura ya 13 n'olu nyiriri olwa 12.
Psalms 103 verse 20.
Mumwebaze mukama mwe bamalayika be. Mwabazira abamanyi abatukirize ekigambo kye. Ngamulire eddoboozi ly'ekigambo kye.
Bless the Lord, you his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. All angels, they are mighty ones. Those who fulfill the word of God as they hearken to the voice of his word.
Because
it alone is in the pure wisdom. Now there came out this group of angel Michael, those who fight wars, and he began to protect
protect and defend all those who move by the Holy Scriptures. That's why you see in Daniel chapter 10, verse 20 to 21, Angel Gabriel spoke like this on Angel Michael.
Daniel yesule yekumi nolu nyiriri olama kumi yabiri.
Daniel chapter 10 verse 20.
Nalio kayo geranti omanchi mvude njija joli. Neka akano nadayo kwa no mulangira webu perusi. Erabu endiva yo lava. Omulangira webu yonani alija.
Then said ye, know you why I come unto you? And now I will return to fight with the prince of Persia. And when I have gone forth, lo, the prince of Greece shall come. Verse 21.
So I will
show you that which is noted in the scriptures of truth, and there is none that upholds me in these things but Michael your prince. Yes, told him to tell you what is noted in the Holy Scriptures. The one on my side to fight those fighting against the scriptures of truth, and to fight those who protect them. Angel Michael, they are one under spirit of wisdom, protecting those who've kept wisdom in the word of God. Wisdom preserves the one who owns it. Yes. Now when you have wisdom in the words, it requires the group of Angel Michael to fighting for you as they fight for you from the demons. Satan's demons, the fallen angels. Let's read in Ecclesiastes we hear. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 12.
Amagezi genka n'obulungi obusika. Weewaawo gasinga okuwoomera abo abalaba enjuba. Omubuulize essuula ey'omusanvu n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'olumu.
Ecclesiastes 7 from verse 11.
Amagezi genka n'obulungi obusika.
Wisdom is good with an inheritance, and by it there is profit to them that see the sun. Verse 12.
Kubanga amagezi chigo, nga feza bweri chigo, na yo kumanya chakuva kusinga obulungi. Kubanga amagezi gakomobula mu bwannyini go.
For wisdom is a defense, and money is a defense. But the excellence of knowledge is that wisdom gives life to them that have it. Yes. Because when you get wisdom in the word of God, you must have life to reach an eternal life. God put a group of angels, Michael, protect all who obey the wisdom in his words, that they can preserve their lives. They fight for them. Mostly in these last days,
those
who turn to the word of God
are
going to get special protection. If we get the word of God
and
not twisted, subtracted from it, not twisted its meaning, the meaning God speaks it by, and we've not subtracted from it, neither added in it,
yet
get it as God wants us to get it, according to those he tells us in Revelation 22 verse 7 and
9.
These angels are to work together with us, and they keep us,
but
we to keep the words of the book, the Bible. Let's read we hear. Revelation chapter 22 verse 7.
Era laba njija mangu aweredde omukisa akwata ebigambo ebyobunnabbi obw'ekitabo kino.
Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keeps the sayings of the prophecy of this book.
Olinyo lw'omunaana.
Verse 8.
Nange Yokana nze nawulira nendaba bino. Bwe nawulira nendaba nenvunamu okusinza mu maaso g'ebigere bya malayika.
And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the face of the angel who showed me these things. Verse 9.
Nangamba antiraba, toko la votio. Nimuddu munno era w'omubaganda bo bannabbi n'abo abakwata ebigambo by'ekitabo kino. Sinza Katonda.
Then he said unto me, see, you do it not, for I am your fellow servant, and of your brethren, the prophets, and of them who keep the words of this book, worship God. Yes.
Yes.
Praise Jesus much. When you read Revelation 22, verse 7, it says, blessed is he. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he. Who heals and keeps the words of this book. John heard them, he wanted to kneel before the angel. He told him, do it not. I am your fellow servant.
And
of your brethren is the prophet.
And those
who keep the words of this book. If we keep them the way we are, we work with his angels.
If
been protected, they protect us.
As
Daniel 12 verse 1, that Michael your prince stand for the children of men,
you
stand for them in the last days. Daniel 12, you read it.
And
the time you get wisdom in the word of God,
you've
gotten the greatest weapon. For you've gotten
the
wisdom on the true foundations of God.
We
can show you the beginning and the end of a thing. And you've gotten a weapon of war. For the angels move by that, those having the extreme weapons of God.
According
to Ecclesiastes 9, verses 17 up to 18. He says like this. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 from verse 17.
Kale ninjogera nti amagezi gasinga amanya obulungi era na yamagezi gomwavu ganyomebwa ebigambo bye nabatabiwulira.
Then said I, wisdom is better than strength. Nevertheless, the poor man's wisdom is despised, and his words are not heard. Verse 18.
Verse 17.
The words of a wise man are heard in quiet more than the cry of him that rule among fools. Verse
18.
Wisdom is better than weapons of war, but one sinner destroys much good. Yes. The wisdom in the word of God surpasses all weapons you manufacture under the sun.
Because
in it come thousands of angels who fight wars.
Though
you strike with your weapons of the world, they can freeze them, they can deactivate them, they
work.
That's why I advise the church,
they
come back in the wisdom that's in the word of God.
And
they have not twisted its meaning. They have not subtracted, neither added in it. But they preach. 2-4 and above commands. 2-4 and above verses. From the Old and New Testament.
All
different books make up the book, the Bible. God, in those spirit of understanding, is to explain us.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much. We've been entering this spirit of understanding. We are going to unseal the righteous thoughts of God, the Holy Scriptures,
as
they passed through the second way of God, the way of spirit of understanding.
Division is
the second division of the Holy Spirit in His fullness. Let me hope we are together. We are unsealing the righteous thoughts of God, the Holy Scriptures, as they pass through the second way of God.
omoyo w'okutegeera,
the spirit of understanding,
division eyokubiri eyomoyo omutukuvu w'ejjuvubwe,
the second division of Holy Spirit in his fullness. Why do we attach the second division? Because we studied it in God's heavenly government on the earth. In the eighth department.
Department,
department of Holy Spirit in his fullness.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus, man.
So
the first thing spirit of understanding is responsible of.
He's
responsible to reveal an order.
Or rhythm.
Or principle. What we call the rhythm of preaching and teaching the word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We say spirit of understanding is responsible to reveal the order or the rhythm or principle. Call it the rhythm of preaching and teaching the word of God. The righteous thoughts of God, the holy scriptures, right from the word of God. Praise Jesus much. And all the preaching, whether on the commands of God, they have to be 2 to 4 commands and above. Whether every issue concerning God in the world, in the entire heavens, above the heavens, the beginning and the end, where we find new heavens and the new earth, whether beyond the new heavens, in the everlasting, have to teach 2-4 commands, 2-4 and above verses, from the Old Testament and the New Testament, different books making up the Bible.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Right there, you would have brought the true understanding of God. And any person, when he wants to teach you of the commands of God, that God commanded you like this, cannot give you 2-4 and above commands, do not listen to him. Because he will not give you understanding of commands of God.
When
a person teach you on any issue of God, whether it speaks of the earth, whether it speaks of entire heavens, whether it speaks above the heavens, the beginning and the end, whether it speaks in the everlasting, cannot give you 2-4 and above verses, do not listen to him. Because he will not be giving you understanding of scriptures.
He
cannot get from the Old New Testament
or
books making up the Bible. Do not waste time to listen to him. Because God spoke with us to give us understanding. And he said this in the Isaiah 28. Isaiah chapter 28 verses 9.
Ani gwali yigirizo kumanya era ni gwali tegeze ebibulirwa ababalese yokuyonka era bavudde kumabere.
Whom shall he teach knowledge, and whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from milk and taken from the breasts. Yes. Who will he give knowledge? And who will he make to understand what is preached? You know, preaching is there in the world. But God said that preaching which never bring understanding, it is not his preaching. And he has not and never sent you. For he
expects any person to preach you understanding. And he brings the understanding of God.
To know
all scriptures as God brought them on the world. He brought them here a little, there a little. He brought them command by command. Command by command. That you find that there are four commands which are the same. Each one moved to explain the other. Line by line, line upon line. You find that one thing.
Has
four and above verses.
In the
different books of the Bible.
Each
verse moves to explain the other.
What we have yogera.
That is how we spoke them. And he expects you to proclaim to the people his words. You must speak them like that. As he brought them, one explains the other. According to verse 10, how he says, Isaiah 28:10.
Kubanga kiba kiragiro ku kiragiro, ekiragiro ku kiragiro. Olunyiriri kulunyiriri, olunyiriri kulunyiriri. Wano katono, au katono.
For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line. Here a little and there a little. Said because it has to be command by command. Those are two, four and above commands. Line upon line. Line upon line. Two, four and above verses. Here a little, there a little. What from the Old and the New Testament?
All
from different books make up the Bible. Then you bring understanding of what is preached.
For
when God was speaking all the scriptures, he passed them in the spirit of understanding. It is to say,
he
spoke them in the different prophets. Sometimes he speaks scriptures and they are the same.
And
one explains more of the other. But we gave you examples the other time.
Say
if you are to proclaim people to understand his words, you must be knowing that order of his words. And you prove you speak by spirit of understanding of God. For you sit down, mark well his words. You know this goes with this and this goes with the other in explaining. And then you speak in the spirit. Standing just he too as he spoke scriptures.
He
speaks in Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 18 and 22. And he says like this. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse
18.
For who has stood in the counsel of the Lord and has perceived and heard his word? Who has marked his word and heard it? Verse
22.
But if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doings. Yes. Praise Jesus much. According to Jeremiah 23, verse 18,
the
verse where he sat well in the counsel of God's words, the righteous thoughts of God, the holy scriptures, the only pure wisdom. In the spirit of understanding, he marked them very well. And he perceived them well. And he understood them. According to verse 22, that and you proclaim them to his people. If they had sat in the council of my words,
They would have brought spirit of understanding in my people. And they understand my words. And they live the evil way in the evil act.
Perhaps
you have to proclaim them as like this. Upon every word of the kingdom of God. If it's a command,
God
spoke them in spirit of understanding, and there are two, three, or four.
It's
possible to be in here and it's a command spoken once in the Bible. At least does it not do Deuteronomy chapter 1? For he has Deuteronomy, the first and the second.
Deuteronomy, numbers.
Deuteronomy 1 is the numbers. The book of numbers. Even the Leviticus. The second book of the law is Deuteronomy. All their field of the laws. We go here the second book of the laws and we think it's which book?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Nowhere he speaks of an issue spoken once in the Bible. It's a spirit of understanding, he knew it. If I've spoken it here, it might not have come out clear. Micah chapter 4, he say what? Verse 1 and 2. Micah chapter 4. From verse
1.
But in the last days it shall come to pass that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established on the top of the mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and people shall flow unto it. He spoke that in
Micah.
Micah was explaining what he spoke in the prophet Isaiah. In the Isaiah chapter 2. And he says like this. Isaiah chapter 2, verses 2.
Aulirutuka munaku izoru vanyuma. Ulusozi uwe nyumba ya mukama. Luri nyueze wa kuntiko. Kuntiko yensozi. Luri gulumizi wa okukiri yensozi. Erama wanga gona. Gali lukulu kutida kuluo.
And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. Yes.
But
when you read Micah 4 and Isaiah 2, one is explaining the other. Now the real Bible, it's a dictionary of its own. Yes. To saying that, if you're teaching in the spirit of understanding, he spoke it through it. 2, 4 and above commands. 2, 4 and above verses. From the Old and the New Testament, or from different books make up the Bible. Bible does not need Addis to aid it. Side books to explain it. Itself, it explains itself. For it's in the spirit of understanding. But you've seen which other books they write on the world and they never put others to aid it. Only the Bible alone teach itself for what pocket is the wise understanding God. Now you go see some books that they are of God.
I
don't abuse, I'm giving an example. Like the evangelist. It too is that it does not understand itself. The book of the living God, it understands itself. And it explains itself. Now like the Quran. Brothers, the Muslims know holding acts. But we speak truth.
The Quran cannot explain itself. But it has other extra books they call Hadith to aid it. Now that book does not understand well. It's not accusing him, but it's lacking. You know when they call you, that you come explain yourself. It's me, my name. It's me, Katumu. But the other, let them call my mother. She tells you my name. You surprise us. That's why you come from where they ask you. I come from the village. My mother let her come tell you the name of the village. You do not understand yourself. Your father is born where? He's born in the east.
District.
But the district, he will come
to you.
You know him very well. They call the uncle to explain it to you. Indeed, you are not understandable. But write all other books made under the sun. That they don't understand themselves.
But the
Bible is what you ask. How did you come to exist?
It
tells you in 2 Peter, chapter
1,
verse 19 to 21. That no.
But
for sure we have the word of the prophets. I passed through the prophets to exist on this earth. That because even what is in me is not interpreted by them. You know why? For they never spoke what they wanted about me. They spoke what came from God.
As
led by the Holy Spirit. So Bible, you are like that yes. And they bring the evangelist. Evangelist, who are you? Me, I'm scriptures, some go from the Quran, others from the Bible. And me too, I don't understand myself well. Then you, Quran, who are you? Muhammad was in the cave. And the ayah fell onto him. When they came down, at times I feel Muhammad is speaking, at times it's called, I too don't understand myself. I even hear the surat of the table in me.
Talk
there, they should have stoned me.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. It's not to scorn them. But we want to show you out in the world.
That
the only book which was spoken in the spirit of understanding of God.
Bible.
It's book the Bible. If you want to catch any other book. To prove it is not of God. It does not have this rhythm of preaching in it. You find it not having 2, 4 and above commands. Any issue it tries to speak of.
Has
2, 4 and above verses in explaining. Now Quran has no New and Old Testaments. How did it come about?
Okay, those
things. Let's read Isaiah 28, verse 14.
Isaiah chapter 28, verse
14. Isaiah chapter 28,
verse 14. Wano katono, au katono. Bagende bagwe bugazi, bamenyeke, bategewe.
But the word of the Lord was unto them, precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they may go and fall backward, and be broken and snared and taken.
Yes. It's the word of the Lord. The righteous thoughts of God. The holy scriptures. In the holy book of God. The Bible original. What came to four and above commands.
Two, four
and above verses. Any issue spoken of from the Old and New Testament that they will be taken. First of all, catch everything calling itself God. That calling itself God and it put a book in place. We tell it, bring your book. You who is called God. We see whether there is understanding.
As
connect, there is no understanding. Now those all gods, we pour them aside. And we choose them happy, not wisdom and never to understand. After we ask the books in the world, we see the connection moves. And there is nothing. Choose the one thing to obey the word of God. You are captured. All things will pass away. But my word of God will never pass away.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much.
So,
the spirit of understanding is the one who revealed the rhythm. The order
of principle
of preaching the word of God.
Two, four
and above commands.
Two, four
and above verses from the Old New Testaments. Different books make up the Bible. That's how God spoke in the spirit of understanding. He didn't speak the command once. Two, four and above.
Nothing he spoke
one verse on it. There are at least two, four and above verses. And he brings understanding. We know there God was speaking understanding.
And
then you see gods who call themselves gods. Don't know how you will persuade
and impress me.
You know you love most to throw down servants of living God. Because I have things to ask you. You know me, I can't worship gods who do not understand.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus.
And then point of
now, our second point. Through spirit of understanding. The rhythm of the word of God. The principle or order of the word of God is where God passed to create all heavens and the
earth.
Is where he commanded as he created here a little, there a little. Praise Jesus much. That's why when you read Proverbs chapter 24, verse 3, it says this. Proverbs chapter 24, verse
3.
Through wisdom is a house built, and by understanding it is established. Yes.
You
know, we saw wisdom lay foundations of the earth. Understanding is why he created here a little, there a little. It is what established
things.
As the person builds a house,
he first
builds one room, it strengthens, adds on another. God to make heavens and earth and they cannot be shaken. He passed them through spirit of understanding. And when you read in the Proverbs chapter 3, verse 19, it told us like this. Proverbs chapter 3, verse
19.
The Lord by wisdom has founded the earth. By understanding, He has established the heavens. Yes.
Mukutegera teka we gulio na
burunchi. And he established the heavens.
Yakolanga wano katono katono.
A little there a little.
Yuvula ba muruberebere sulesoka.
That's why in the Genesis chapter 1.
Unyoro kusatu yalagira bwani.
Verse 3 he commanded it like this.
Oluberebere sulesoka nolo nyiriri olokusatu.
Genesis chapter 1 verse 3.
Katonda nayo garanti wabewe butangavu.
And God said, let there be light, and there was light. Verse, praise Jesus. He spoke, let there be light. And he concentrated to work on the light, he finished. When he finished that, he again commanded. In the verse 6, as he says this, Genesis chapter 1, verse 6.
Katonda n'ayogera nti wabewe banga wakati mu mazzi, lyawulenga amazzi n'amazzi.
And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. Yes.
Then
commanded the firmament in the midst of the waters. Separate water from water. And he worked on that. He called the firmament heaven.
And
that he put it on the side. Here a little, there a little. He went on another. On the verse 9. And he says this. Genesis chapter 1 verse 9.
Katonda n'ayogera nti amazzi agali wansi w'eggulu gakunganire mu kifo ekimu olukalu lulabike bwe kitwe bwe kyali.
And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together onto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. Yes.
Agamba amazzi gakunganire mu kifo kimu.
Let water be gathered in one place. Let appear a dry land.
N'akola kwekyo.
And he worked on that.
Wano kati wali katono.
Here a little, there a little.
Tumula bani bwaba ayogera ku bintu byonna mugune ku.
That's why even when he speaks of all things in heaven and earth.
Era ayogera kiragiro ku kiragiro.
He speaks command by command.
Nyiriri ku nyiriri.
Rise upon verse.
Watu wabiyogera ku ngabo yabitonda.
That is how he speaks of them, the way he created them.
Yes, he was
born. Praise Jesus. Now, God who understands like this.
Him,
the one I want to worship and praise. Even when he was creating all things in heaven and earth, still greeted them in the spirit of understanding.
And
here a little, there a little, he finished it well. And there he appeared not to be a magician, but he's a worker. Just as it is what he is active. According to Hebrews 4, verse 12. And he says this. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12.
Kubanga ekigambo kya Katonda kiramu era kikozi era kisala okusinga buli kitala kyonna eky'obwojja obubiri era kiyitamu n'okwawula nekyawula obulamu n'obusomyo ennyingo n'obusomyo nekyawula obulamu n'omwoyo ennyingo n'obusomyo era kyangu okwawula okulowooza n'okufumiitiriza okw'omu mutima.
For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Yes. The word of God is active. Just as God is.
Discerns
everything, it works one at a point. Not to act magic. Acting magic, he cannot do a little here, a little there to see what he does. You tell him, give me a fish. He gives you a mature fish. Because criteria of growing it, he does not know it a little here, a little there. That's magic. Very funny. Why me, gods like those have no way to catch me? I can tell him, make a fish for me. I
first tell him,
first put for me here the spirit of a fish. Put for me here the spirit of a fish. I want to see it on here. It begin to build for me a body. Everything you
build, you write it in your book. Because living God, the Psalms 149, verse 7 downwards. Every part growing, he writes it in his book. The here. Every part. It's amazing. Yes. Our God through spirit of understanding is active in work. He works here a little, there a little. Line by line, he handles one at a point.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That's why he's spoken of in Jeremiah. That is mighty at work. He really, he's not a magician. When you say God never understands, when he just does things by magic. You tell him, at least I need a bean to grow. You get it in minutes, you wonder. In some steps he has skipped them.
But
the living God moves step by step.
And
the first 15. Verse 48.
Says,
even what you sow, you don't put what is going to grow. First kills that one to grow another flesh one.
Even
those he grows, you see they're smaller, he's building them. A God who understands. You read me Jeremiah, we live here. Jeremiah 32, verse 17.
Lava. Watonde gulunensi nobu yinza buo bunji, nobu kono guo guagolorua. Tuwali chigambo chikulema.
O Lord God, behold, you have made the heaven and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm, and there is nothing too hard for you.
Olinyole kumi no munana.
Verse 18.
Akole nkumi nkumi ebyechisa. Nosasula butali butukirivu bwaba kitaabwe mu kifuba ky'abaana baabwe abaddawo. Katonda omukulu ow'amaanyi.
You show love and kindness unto thousands and recompense the iniquity of the father into the bosom of their children after them. The great, the mighty God, the Lord of hosts is his name. Yes. He is great, mighty at working.
He
stretch his arm to work. He does not act magic.
He's
God who understands. The gods who use magic,
they
do not understand for when you tell him, make something for me step by step. Because understanding is to do something step by step.
Yeah.
Praise Jesus much. That is our second point in spirit of understanding. But in the spirit of understanding, third point. The spirit of understanding. Through the rhythm or order of the word of God. Command by command. Command by command. Verse by verse. Verse by verse. Here a little, there a little. It's the way God the Word, whom we know as the Son,
Yesu Christo,
Christ Jesus, came out from God the Father. And thereafter,
Katonda omoyo,
God the Spirit, whom we know as the Holy Spirit,
omoyo wa
Mukama, or Spirit of the Lord.
Nava mukatonda chigambo,
he came from God the Word
ne Katonda chitafi,
and God the Father.
Wano mpola mpola.
Just little by little. That's why the three Bibles say they agree in one. Because they came from one. But still in coming out, they followed the same step. From God the Father came God the Word, whom we know as the Son Christ Jesus. And God the Spirit came from God the Father.
And
God the Word, we know the Son Jesus. Now you see the same steps and criteria.
Here
a little, there a little. The same steps. That is why it is said the three agree in one. For they came from one. According to 1 John chapter 5, verse 7.
1
John chapter 5, verse 7.
Kitaffe kigambo n'omwoyo mutukuvu era ng'abasatu abo bakkanya mu omu.
For there are three that bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, and these three agree in one.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Abajulwa bana basatu mu guru.
These three witnesses in heaven,
Kitaffe,
the Father,
kigambo,
the Word,
gutumanya ngo
omwana, whom we know as the Son.
Usinjira ku Yohane 14.
According to John 1:14. And the Holy Spirit,
Bakanya,
they agree in one. Because they came from one. The Word whom we know as the Son, Jesus. He was with the Father. And he came from the Father. Coming from his mouth and his heart. According to John 1:1, he says like this. John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Yes. The beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word he too is God. Now that Word we know as the Son Christ Jesus. The one who first came from the Father. Coming from his heart and the mouth.
And
appeared and he too is God. According to Romans chapter 10. Verses 8.
Romans
10 verse 8.
Naye bwogera butya nti ekigambo kiri kumpi naawe mu kamwa ko ne mu mutima gwo kye kigambo eky'okukkiriza kye tubuulira.
Romans 10 verse 8. But what saith it? The Word is near you, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the Word of faith which we preach.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. As you see our words, those we speak,
that
the way it cometh from the heart, passing through our mouth, thus even God the Word, we know as the Son Christ Jesus, is when he was the Father, in his heart, even his mouth, manifested from him and he too is God. As the many we heard of him, when we studied divisions of Holy Spirit in his fullness, in the eighth department, in the heavenly government of God on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
But thereafter, we saw God the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, Spirit of the Lord. How he came from the womb and from the heart of God the Father, even God the Word, flowing as rivers of living waters. It was counted that he appears Spirit of God the Father and the Spirit of God the Word, whom we know as the Son Christ Jesus. According to Romans 8, verse 9, as it says this, Romans chapter 8, verse 9.
Naye mwe temuli mubiri wabula mu mwoyo obanga omwoyo gwa Katonda atula mu mwe. Naye omuntu bwataba na mwoyo gwa Kristo oyo si uwe.
But you are not in the flesh but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his.
He,
yes,
he
is called the Spirit of God the Father. And
is
called the Spirit of God, the Word known as the Son Christ Jesus. For he came from them. And he moves by spirit of understanding. Many times people usually ask,
But
why is there God the Father, God the Word, we know as the Son Christ Jesus, even God the Spirit,
whom
we know as Holy Spirit, or Spirit of the Lord? Because they do not have spirit of understanding who tells them how they came to exist. That the three came from one, and there's no one you can despise. And those in the Matthew 28, verse 19, baptized in the name of the Father, the Son whom we know still is the Word, and the Holy Spirit. Because they came from one, more of those we heard them. I want to go to our fourth point. Our fourth point shows through spirit of understanding the same order of the Word of God, command by command, command by command, verse by verse, verse by verse, here a little, there a little. God the Father was pleased all creations. They come from God the Word, whom we know as the Son, Jesus Christ. Praise Jesus much. That's why in John 1:16
he
said, from his fullness we were all given. Let's read, we hear. John chapter 1, verse 16.
Kubanga kukujula kwe, fefe na kwe tuwawebwa. Nechisa, mchifochechisa.
And of his fullness have all we received, grace for grace. Yes.
Kubujufuwe kwe tuwawebwa.
From his fullness we were given, grace for grace. But from fullness of God the Word, whom we know as the Son Christ Jesus, is where we given. That's why we came out, as you see branches come from a tree. A branch here, a little there, a little.
You know
trees how they grow. We too are spirits of our creations in heaven and earth.
This
is where we gotten from Christ Jesus. According to John 15, verses 1 and 2, he says like this. John chapter 15 verses 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Verse 2. Every branch in me that bears not fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it, that it may bring forth more fruit. That is the way we came from Christ.
As
see branches come from the tree. You know trees. The branch doesn't come out once. And it finishes to its fullness. Time a tree brings out fruit, it brings more others. By little you go see the branch is tall. That's why in the Christ Jesus, spirit of all creations in heaven and earth, they were
caught
from spirit of understanding, spirit by spirit, little by little, and they were formed yours, mine, and for all creations in heaven and earth. In understanding slow as each comes out perfect. And God reached to say, created man upright. And he devised many things. But in Colossians chapter
1
verse
15
and
16,
say all things visible and invisible in the heavens and earth, spirits of life in them, they were gotten from Christ under spirit of understanding. Let's read, we hear. Colossians 1 verse 15. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation.
Verse
16.
Kubanga mwoyo ebintu byonna mwe byatonderwa mu ggulu ne ku nsi ebirabika n'ebitalabika obanga ntebe za bwakabaka oba bwami oba kufuga oba masaza ebintu byonna byatondebwa ye era ne ku lulwe.
For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. Yes. Now in the spirit of understanding, in the order of the word of God, command by command, command by command, line by line, line by line, here a little, there a little, till all creation is the way they were gotten from God the Word, whom we know as the Son Christ Jesus. And he appeared the true vine. All creations and their spirits, they are branches. Now unto other gods,
who
call themselves gods yet they are not, them too needs to be asked how they created. That's why there is a problem which has come on the world. It is to understand what is preached.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Kubanga,
for we shall ask you, call yourself God. Now, how did you create the spirits? And where and from where? And he too has not understanding.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Our fifth point, most you'll find them in God's heavenly government on the earth.
Department
in the eighth department.
Department,
department of Holy Spirit in His fullness. The seven spirits of God. Those we studied more in detail on the spirit of understanding.
So,
but as we wind up, that all of spirit of understanding, they were revealed under working of the second group of angels led by Archangel Gabriel. The angel holding the second vial of the wrath of God, the messengers of the word of God, they are commanded by angel holding the second trumpet on the seven angels with seven trumpets. And they work together with the priests of God who
give
the words of this book, the Bible.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That's why
you
see in Daniel chapter 9, verse 21-22, speaks as it says this.
Daniel chapter 9,
verses 20.
Bwe nalinga njogera mukusaba, omusajja Gabrieli gwe nalaba mu ebyo bwe nayolesebwa olubereberye, n'abuusibwa mangu n'akomako nga mu kiseera ekya ssaddaaka eyakawungeezi.
And while I was speaking and praying and confessing my sins and the sins of my people Israel and presenting my supplication before God, Daniel chapter 9 verse 21.
Daniel esule yomwenda n'olunyiriri olwabiri mu olumu.
Daniel chapter 9 verse 21.
Weewaawo, bwe nali njogera mu kusaba, omusajja Gabrieli gwe nalaba mu ebyo bwe nayolesebwa olubereberye, n'abuusibwa mangu n'akomako nga mu kiseera kya ssaddaaka eyakawungeezi.
While I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, reached me about the time of the evening offering. Verse
22.
And he informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I am now come forth to give you skill and understanding. Yes. Under the group of angel Gabriel, those who move scriptures in understanding. If you see any group called of angel Gabriel, what you first ask them, how do they proclaim scriptures?
bategeeza batya ebyawandiikibwa.
How did they speak out scriptures?
Okuleeta okutegeera.
To bring understanding.
Astari meridwo byomubala.
If he fails the order.
Omanyinga budieri si egibuli.
No, Gabriel is not Gabriel.
Gabriel wa Bible.
Gabriel of the Bible.
Boba batambira wansi omoyo okutegeera.
They were moving under spirit of understanding.
Ate bategeeza ebyawandiikibwa ebyamazima.
And they speak scriptures of truth.
Never gibuliru.
But the Gabriel
abembaganda bafa abaislamu
of the Muslims. No.
Otunuliye kitabo kyabwe kijudda akavujjo.
When you look to their book is filled of confusion.
Wali kuleta kutegeera.
There's no bringing understanding.
Tibitegeerekeka.
Things are not clear. No.
Na ye mu Daniel sura na ye 10.
But in Daniel chapter 10.
Urunyoro makumi abiri.
Verse 20.
Paka abiri muri.
Up to 21.
Ekibinya kyamalika Gabriel kiwo okututegeeza byawandiikibwa.
The group of angel Gabriel is there to tell us the scriptures.
Ati n'okulanga kikola naffe mu lutalo lw'okulwanirira amazima.
They work with us in the war of fighting for truth.
Tuvula bafere tukwata ambazi.
That's why here we don't hold arcs.
Boyagala okuzanyira mu Bible.
You want to joke in the Bible.
Urabirawo nga mukama akwekwatiddeko.
You see God touch you by himself.
Niye olw'okuba Gabriel bosimanyi bintu
byabwe. Because the Gabriel, I don't understand them.
Boba alagira abantu mbugo olibwaza
ngira mu Qur'an to people that if someone plays the Quran
what embas
you get an axe
naifi
but we
sibo tube tukola nabo
not the way we work with them
ba malaika Gabriel
angels Gabriel
fitukolanga tubulira amazima
we work as we preach truth
bone bakwesi sinkanira
and they meet you by themselves
Daniel yesule 10 nolunyiriri ola 12
Daniel chapter 10 verse 20
Nali okayogera nti omanyi envudde njijja joli ne kakano naddayo okulana n'omulangiro w'e Buperusi era bwe ndivaayo laba omulangiro w'e Buyonani alijja.
Then said ye, know you why I come unto you, and now will I return to fight with the prince of Persia, and when I have gone forth, lo, the prince of Greece shall come.
Olinyola biri molumo.
Verse 21.
Naye nakubuulira ebyawandiikibwa mu byawandiikibwa ebyamazima. Sasi wali alikuluyirwange okulwanyisa abo wabula Mikayiri omulangira wa mmwe.
But I will show you that which is noted in the scriptures of truth, and there is none that upholds me in these things but Michael your prince. Yes.
Wabali wokututegeeza ebyandiikibwa ebitukuvu.
They are there to tell us the holy scriptures.
Ebyandiikibwa ebyamazima.
The scriptures of truth.
Ebirowoozo bya Katonda ebitukuvu.
The righteous thoughts of God.
Era bagamba.
And they said.
Nditemetaga kulwanagana n'abantu nga baganya okubikkiriza.
They did not fight with people when they refuse to believe them.
Wabalwanagana n'emizimu.
They fight with the demons, the principalities. Those who hinder people to understand.
So baba mulutalo batugamba.
So them in the war tell us.
Tulwanagana mbiri na
we do not wrestle with flesh and blood, but with principalities. And they are not like other angels who do not understand the fallen angels. And they command people to hold swords, kill their fellow humans. They straight tell us, no. They fight, we are fighting against principalities. We fight demons, the fallen angels, who cause people rebel.
So
don't put fights between humans and humans.
Mukama abampere nnyo mukisa.
May God bless you.
Mwebale kuulira mbufunze.
Thank you for listening in the brief.
At least seals ebiri zetujjeko.
At least those two seals we've unsealed.
Iyo moyo wa magezi.
Of the spirit of wisdom.
Iyo moyo okutegeera.
The spirit of understanding.
Tujja kudokuwa mbufunze.
So come back, give you the brief.
Wasiwo moyo okutegeera.
And the spirit of counsel.
Omoyo wa amanyi.
Spirit of might.
Moyo okumanya.
Spirit of knowledge.
Omoyo wokutia mukama.
Spirit of fear of the Lord.
No moyo wa mukama.
The spirit of the Lord.
Mukama akuomukisa.
May God bless you.
Webale kujja.
Thank you for coming.
Okuuliriza.
For listening.
Okukiriza.
Believing.
Okuteka munkola.
Putting in action.
Awamu nokuogerayo.
Even to spread far.
Kubanga mukama ali kumpi.
Because God is close.
Amen.
Amen.